Earl Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap. Well, it's Tuesday night again. Time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, their guests, Brian Donlevy, Jimmy Cash, and Paul Whiteman and his music. And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, it's morning at the Burns home, a very special morning. And we find Gracie upstairs talking to her little duck, Herman, while she puts on her most charming and alluring negligee.
Well, Herman, do you know why Mama's getting all dressed up this morning?
Uh-uh.
Well, it's my wedding anniversary. It was on this day that I married your daddy, George. I could have married the banker's son, but I picked George instead. Oh, Herman, you mustn't feel that way. Daddy George is a wonderful man, and I love him better than anybody in the world. Oh, don't cry, baby. I mean, I love him better than anybody in the world that doesn't have feathers. Oh, Herman, I'll never forget my wedding day. I was all dressed in white and the organ was playing. Da 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 da. Oh, our wedding anniversaries are such fun. George always takes the package out of his pocket, and I always say, for me? And he always says, yes, darling. And I always say, I wonder what could be in it as I unwrap the perfume. Well, I better hurry down. George will be so thrilled when he sees my new negligee. Well, George, how do I look?
You better go and put some clothes on. You catch cold.
Well, George, don't you know what it means when a wife puts on her nicest negligee?
Yeah, too lazy to get dressed.
George Burns, do you know what day this is?
Sure, Tuesday.
Yes, but it's January 19th.
Oh, sure. Gosh, I'm getting absent-minded.
Oh, I knew you'd remember.
Of course. This is the day I go to the barbershop to get my scalp treatment. Oh. But, sweetheart, it's not that bad. I'm just a little thin on top. I've got plenty of hair left.
I don't care how much hair you've got left. You couldn't be any more of a beast if you were an ape.
Hey, what's going on here? What is it?
Come in.
Baby, darling!
Just say Sagwell.
Is something wrong?
Darned if I know. She's all excited because I'm losing a little hair.
Now, Gracie, stop crying. What's the matter?
Oh, my husband doesn't love me anymore, Chutzy. My marriage is going on the rocks.
Oh, is that all? I thought someone had stolen all your butter.
But Judge forgot our wedding anniversary today.
Oh, that's nothing. Lots of husbands do that.
Well, Papa's never forgotten his anniversary. The minute he sneezes in the morning, he runs out and gets Mama a present.
The minute he sneezes?
Uh-huh. Their wedding anniversary falls on the same day his hay fever starts.
Oh, but you see, George hasn't anything to remind him, Gracie. He hasn't got hay fever.
I know. Isn't it awful?
Oh, George doesn't appreciate you. But just let some other man flirt with you and see how jealous he'll get.
Gracie,
that's an idea. I'll make him jealous.
Oh, but I couldn't flirt with another man, Tootsie. When I married George, I made up my mind that romance was over for me.
Now, look, Gracie, suppose I get a date and go out with you and George, and then my date will flirt with you.
Oh, but I don't want to even lead him on.
You don't have to. Any man who goes out with me always flirts with the other girl.
Well, I guess a double date would be all right. I'll try anything to make George love me again.
Good. Oh, look who's running up the walk. Just the man for my half, Bill Goodwin. Oh, but he won't go out with me.
Well, maybe I can fix it, Tootsie.
Hiya, Gracie.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Hello, Tootsie.
Hello, Bill.
Tootsie, calm down. You get excited when you just hear a pair of pants.
Well, I tell you, I'm kind of out of breath from doing my road work. You see, I got the idea from my pal, Brian Donlevy. He lives just down the street. You know, Briny and I were in Wake Island together. I always call him Briny.
What does he call you?
Sam. He never can remember my name.
Gracie, ask about the date.
Oh, yes.
Bill, would you like to have a blind date tonight?
No, I like him sober.
Oh, no, no. I don't mean that. This girl is crazy about you, Bill.
Well, is she beautiful?
She's friendly.
Is she beautiful?
Well, she's a good sport.
Gracie, is she beautiful?
She uses Swan soap.
My dream girl. Well, does she know that Swan is purer than the finest Castiles? Does she know that money can't buy a purer soap?
Oh, sure. She's very seductive.
Really? Well, does she know that Swan's great for washing the dishes because it suds faster than other white floating soaps? And with Swan in the dishpan, you don't have to worry about your hands. Because Swan is purer than the finest Castiles, it helps keep your hands lovely. That's why you should use it for every soap and water job. For instance, for washing your hankies, hose, and undies.
Bill, I wash my hankies, hose, and undies with Swan, and now they look beautiful.
Yeah, Tootsie, you ought to try it on your face, too. And remember this, Tootsie, Swan breaks in two with an easy twist of the wrist, so you can use half in the kitchen for dishes and cleaning, and the other half in the bathroom for your hands and face. Well, I better get on with my road work if I want to be like Brian Donlevy.
Oh, wait, Bill. How about that blind date?
Gracie, are her initials by any chance T. Sagwell?
Well, yes.
Well, forget it, Gracie. The date may be blind, but I'm not. Goodbye.
There goes our double date. All he's interested in is looking like Brian Donlevy. Gracie, Brian Donlevy.
Where?
I mean, he's just the man to make George jealous.
Oh, well, do you think
I girls should? Still in the huddle? What's so interesting?
Well, George, if a certain husband neglected a certain wife, do you think that certain wife should make that certain husband jealous so he'll sit up and take notice?
Well, I certainly do. Is the wife pretty?
Oh, she's very pretty.
Well, bring her over. I'll make her jealous.
Paul Wiseman. Here's a song that was a big favorite in World War I. Now the six hits and a miss and the boys have dressed it up for our new army. See if you recognize it.
Oh, would you rather be a colonel with an eagle on your shoulder or a private with a chicken on your knee?
Once I heard a father ask his soldier son,
"Son, why can't you advance like all the other boys have done? You've been a private mighty long. Come on now, tell me just what's wrong."
Then the soldier lad said, "Listen to me, Dad. I'd rather be a private than a colonel in the army.
A private has more fun when his work is done.
And when he goes on hikes, in every town he strikes, girls discover him and they smother him with things he likes. But girlies act so shy when Colonel passes by. He holds his head so high with dignity. So would you rather be a colonel with an eagle on your shoulder or a private with a chicken on your knee?"
Oh, he's got nothing on but his shorts. Isn't he gorgeous?
pretty as George. George has such nice, smooth arms. But look at those things on Mr. Donlevy. What? Those big bumps. I think they call them muscles.
Well, some people think they look nice on a man. Come on, let's make the date.
Oh, wait, Tootsie. You know, maybe it's my fault George doesn't love me anymore. Maybe I'm not as attractive as I used to be.
Oh, don't be silly. I'll bet if you went over and flirted with Brian Donlevy, you'd find out how attractive you are.
But, Tootsie, I'm married, and George is a very sweet husband. I'm sure if I'd met him sooner, he'd have given me the best years of his life.
But, Gracie, you'd be doing it for George's sake.
Well, all right. I'll go over and flirt with Brian Donlevy, but it's certainly an odd way to make a husband happy. I hope I'm still attractive.
Well, good luck, Gracie.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Aren't you Brian Donlevy?
Yep. What's the matter? You got something in your eye?
No, I'm winking at you. I'm a flirt.
You're a flirt. Oh, a flirt.
Yeah. You know, it's sort of a young vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think I'm cute?
Yes, as a matter of fact, you are. A little direct, but cute.
Well, do you really think I'm cute?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you were standing on a corner and I passed by, would you say...
Oh, no, I'm much too well-bred. But I might murmur...
Know what music that is to my ears.
Do you have a name, or do I just whistle for you?
Oh, no. My name is Gracie Brine. Oh, come on, let's flirt some more.
All right. Well, I've told you how much I liked you. You haven't said what you think of me.
Oh, Brine, must you ask as you stand there with your muscles gleaming in the sun?
Now, let's not talk shop.
I saw you in Wake Island, Brian, and you were adorable.
Thanks. Whenever I play a Marine, I try to make him as adorable as possible.
Oh, dear, now you're angry with me. Oh, sure, you wouldn't be losing your temper with a pretty little Irish colleen now, would you?
Why shouldn't I? Well, now, what's this? You'll not be after telling me you're a lass from the owl country.
Oh. Sure, and don't I look it?
Faith, and that you do.
Huh, sure, and that's because I am.
Faith, and now are you?
Oh, sure, and I am.
Faith.
Sure.
Tell me now, Colleen, what part of the old side are you after hailing from?
San Francisco.
Oh. No, that isn't the old country, my girl. I'm from Independence, Missouri.
Oh.
Thanks.
Would you care to go out on a double date tonight?
Faith in that, I... Oh, pardon me. Yes, I'd be very happy to, Gracie.
Oh, good. Meet me in my house at 8 o'clock. It's a big white one on the corner.
All right, that's a date.
Swell. Oh, Brian.
Yep.
Once more.
What? Oh.
George, I know we'll have lots of fun double dating with Brian Donlevy. He'll be here in a few minutes.
Gee, that's swell.
Jealous, dear?
Of course not.
Oh. Mr. Donlevy is awfully nice. So strong and handsome.
Yeah, he certainly is.
Jealous, dear?
No, why should I be?
Oh. Well, would you be jealous if he made eyes at me tonight?
Why should he make eyes at you? He's got a date of his own.
Yeah, but he might think I'm cute. Lots of people think so. Is there anybody in this room who thinks so? Not counting me.
I do, and let's have less of the silly talk.
Oh, that must see Mr. Don Levy now. You entertain him, dear, while I run up and powder my nose.
Okay. Hello, come on in, Mr. Don Levy.
Thanks.
I'm George Burns, the other end of this double date.
Oh. Well, pleased to meet you, Mr. Burns. Hey, I hope you're doing as well tonight as I am. Have I got a date with a swell dish?
Well, have yourself a time.
Thanks.
You don't have to be embarrassed in front of me.
Well, hey, who's your date?
My wife.
Oh.
Oh, but she's plenty cute.
Just wait till you see this cute little Irish girl I'm taking out. Oh, brother.
That's a coincidence. My wife's Irish, too.
Yeah? Hey, are we going to have some fun tonight?
You said it's going to be murder.
Say, George, what's the best way to make progress with a Colleen? Flattery?
No, that's too slow for the Irish.
Yeah?
Take my advice and move right in.
Oh. Wait a minute. You mean I should step right up and say, how about a kiss?
Say nothing.
Huh?
Just grab her, pick her up, and smack her. She'll love it.
Grab her, pick her up, and smack her right here?
Sure, don't mind me. I'm regular.
Okay, Burns, thanks for the tip.
Well, hello, boys. Here I am.
Gee, you look cute.
Yeah, what'd they tell you?
Hey, kid. Hey. What is that? What does this mean? You cut that out. You put my wife down.
Jealous, dear?
<You're> jealous?
Well, Jimmy Cash knows a top tune when he sees one, so here he is with the country's number one song, There Are Such Things.
A heart that's true, there are such things. A dream for two, there are such things. Someone to whisper, darling, you're my guiding star. Not caring what you own, but just what you are, a peaceful sky. There are blessings, a rainbow high, where heaven sings. Oh, have a little faith and trust.
When Brian Donlevy discovered that Gracie was a married woman, he grabbed his hat and started running.
Oh, wait, Mr. Donlevy, please. I don't want you to go.
Yeah, but your husband does. And so do I, and that makes a two-thirds majority. And thanks for a peculiar evening.
Oh, look, you just can't run away like this. What about your date?
Now, look, you're cute, but you're married. A wife is supposed to be a comfort to her husband in his old age, so go on back in the house and comfort her.
I suppose I'll have to tell you the whole truth.
What?
You see, my husband has been neglecting me. Today he even forgot our wedding anniversary. Hmm? And I wanted you to make him jealous. Oh, won't you help me?
Oh, well, what sort of act do you want me to put on?
Oh, not too much. Just keep saying how cute and sweet I am.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to ask any man to tell a lie.
Oh, of course not.
Make him mad enough to fight over me.
Oh, only
please be careful when you do. Huh? You know, you're sort of brutal and he's sort of brittle.
Well, I tell you what we do, Gracie. I'll try it. Who knows? It might be fun, huh?
Oh, thanks. Right this way.
Okay.
Gracie, you better explain why... Oh, you brought him back with you, huh?
It was my own idea, Mr. Burns. I came back to offer you an apology.
I accept it. Good night.
You see... The whole thing was a mistake. Now, if I'd known she was your wife, I've never kissed this gorgeous, exciting, desirable little girl.
What?
Well, at least not with you in the room.
Now, see here, Dunleavy.
Any man might have kissed your wife's delectable, maddening ruby lips, but only a heel would have enjoyed it.
You said it.
So I want to apologize for being a heel. Oh.
Well, hiya, folks. I just dropped into... Well, I'll be doggone. Look who's here. My old pal, my old buddy. Hello, Briny.
Oh, hello, Sam.
He never can remember my name.
Bill, can I see you alone a minute?
Oh, sure. Excuse me, Briny. What's on your mind, George?
Your pal Dunleavy is flirting with Gracie, and I want you to throw him out.
Throw out Brian Dunleavy?
Yeah. You look as husky as he does.
Well, I know, George, but he got his muscles from exercise. I got mine from Hart, Schaffner, and Marx.
Bill, you've just got to get rid of...
Now, wait a minute. There is a way I can throw him out, George. Jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu?
Yeah. I'll get him to shake hands with me, and then, boom, I'll toss him over my shoulder.
Well, that's great. I'll hold the door open.
Okay, George. Watch this. Well, so long, Briny. I hope we work together in another picture sometime.
I hope so, Sam.
Shall we shake hands on it?
Sure.
Briny.
What?
Your hand, it's all rough and red.
Yeah?
What kind of soap do you use?
Oh, no.
Briny, you should use Swan, the new white floating soap that's purer than the finest castiles, the baby gentle suds and whiz.
Bill, over the shoulder. Boom, boom.
Briny, you...
Jiu-jitsu.
Briny, you've been a naughty boy. Don't you know that women have long considered castile soaps the standard of purity, but that Swan is even purer than the finest castiles? So pure it's kind to a baby's tender skin? Didn't you know that Swan is great for bathing little babies?
Hmm? My mommy never told me.
Well, it is.
Bill, jiu-jitsu, boom, boom, out. The door's open.
And, Briny, listen, if Swan is that pure, you know it must be great for your hands and face, your tub or shower.
Bill, I would like to see some jiu-jitsu, you know, over the shoulder.
Oh, yes.
Boom,
jiu-jitsu,
boom,
out. Oh, okay. Boom. Watch this, George. Okay. Well, so long, Briny. Put her there. Well, that takes care of that.
Gee, if I knew that was Bill, I'd have waved to him as he flew by.
Yeah? Well, let me see. Where were we?
Oh, you were talking about my eyes, remember?
Oh, yeah.
You were telling me how beautiful they are.
Was I?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Of course they were. Oh, your eyes are thrilling, Gracie. They're limpid pools of loveliness. Blue as a tropic lagoon. Mysterious, compelling, irresistible.
Well... They're brown, but you got everything else right.
Oh, Gracie, the color is a mere detail.
Oh, well, of course. Jealous, dear?
Yes, I am. Now, look here, Dunleavy. You say one more thing like that to my wife, and we'll step outside and fight.
Okay. Gracie, I'd like to take you in my big, strong arms and crush you to me. And then I'd smother you with kisses.
You would?
Yes.
I mean, you would. George, are you going to stand for that?
No, sir. Dunleavy, you say one more thing like that to my wife and we step outside and fight.
Okay. Gracie. Look, you know we were meant for one another. Gracie, leave your husband and fly away with me.
Dunleavy, you say one more thing like that to my wife and we step outside.
George, that's the third thing he said. Aren't you going to fight?
Well, all right. Come on outside, Dunleavy.
Okay.
Let's fight.
Okay. Thought you'd never get at it.
Oh, good. I'm going to be fought over. Isn't it thrilling? You know what I always say? A fair heart ne'er won. So faint, lady.
Yeah. I'll always remember that.
Let's go, Burns. Will you pardon us, Gracie?
Oh, well, of course. And may the best... May George win.
Yes.
Come on. Well, okay, Dunleavy. Put up your hands. I'm ready for you.
George... You're supposed to close your fist.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. What do I do now?
Look, George, I'm not going to fight with you. This whole thing was cooked up by Gracie just to make you jealous.
What? The things that dame gets me into.
It's your own fault. Now, you've been neglecting her, George. You haven't been romantic enough.
Well, I guess... There's only one way to square yourself. You've got to beat me up.
Huh. Must be an easier way than that.
Well, no, George. I mean, we'll just fake it, you know? I'll tell you what we'll do now. We'll beat our chests, and I'll yell like you're murdering me. Mm. On second thought, I think we'd both better beat my chest.
Well, never mind. I'll just beat my own chest. Let's go.
All right.
All right.
That's enough, hero. You'd better open the door.
No, don't hit me anymore, mister. Please don't hit me. I'll be good.
Well, have a care that you are, my man. Now go before I thrash you within an inch of your life.
Yes, sir, Mr. Burns. Yes, sir.
Oh, shucks, it wasn't anything.
Oh, you do love me. You even fought for me. And I know you'll never forget our anniversary again.
A what?
Well, today. Today is January the 19th, our anniversary.
You're crazy. Our anniversary is October 4th.
Oh, my goodness, that's right. January 19th is Mama's birthday.
Oh, no.
George and Grace, you'll be right back. So I've only time to say that when you buy Swan, you not only get a soap that's purer than the finest Castiles, but you get a soap that saves you real money. You save in the kitchen because with Swan, you don't have to buy expensive packaged soaps. And you save again in the bathroom because Swan gives you more soap per penny than any leading toilet soap tested. Try it and see. Well, here they are, George and Gracie.
Gracie, you get me into the darndest messes. This didn't turn out so badly. But suppose Brian Donlevy gave me a black eye?
I'd put a flounder on it.
Put a flounder on my eye?
Oh, it's Meatless Tuesday, dear.
Oh, yeah, no steak, yeah.
The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune in again next week, same time. And by the way, don't forget to listen to Swan's other show, Tommy Riggs and Betty Lou, over another network. And now till next week at the same time, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, I, Swan, how about you? Good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. KNX, Columbia Square, Los Angeles.